power slate.
Scene one, take one.
Let's do it over. I need a slate down lower. Lower slate. Fine. Rolling.
Scene one, take one.
During the past 10 years, the Jet Propulsion Laboratory has been primarily concerned with the unmanned lunar and planetary exploration program. This has involved the Ranger, the Mariner, and the Surveyor missions, all of which have been very successful during this period. Ranger took the first close-up photographs of the moon as the Ranger spacecraft crashed onto the surface at a speed of 6,000 miles per hour. Surveyor made the first truly soft landings on the moon and photographed the immediate vicinity of the landed spacecraft. Mariner has begun the exploration of the planets Venus and Mars with the Mariner 2, Mariner 4, and Mariner 5 missions. How long was that? I'm sorry. How long was that?
That was 45 seconds.
Oh.
Scene one, take three.
During the past 10 years, the flight missions assigned to the Jet Propulsion Laboratory have been those conducting the unmanned exploration of the moon and the planets. This has required the Ranger, the Surveyor, and the Mariner missions. The Ranger missions accomplished the first photographic close-ups of the moon when the television signals from Ranger were sent back as Ranger crashed into the surface at a speed of about 6,000 miles per hour. The Surveyor accomplished the first soft landings on the moon and photographed the immediate surroundings of the Surveyor and also carried out other scientific experiments on the surface. Mariner has gone to the planets Venus and Mars, making the first observations of Venus in 1962 and of Mars in 1964, and then repeating a mission to Venus in 1967. In addition to the flight missions, the laboratory has built and established the deep space network for tracking these missions far out into the solar system, and has also conducted an extensive program of supporting research.
Good.
A little closer to 2 minutes.
Scene one, take four.
Dr. Pickering, would you outline for us the major objectives of the Mariner Mars 69 mission?
The mission to Mars in 1969 will primarily take much better photographs of that planet than we accomplished with the 1964-65 mission. At that time, you remember, we first obtained evidence that the surface of Mars was covered with craters somewhat like the surface of the moon. In 1969, we expect to get very much better photography of the planet. In addition to that, we expect to carry out other experiments, such as the infrared experiment and the ultraviolet experiment, to learn more about the atmosphere and the surface of that planet.
I wonder if you would want to take that one more time as we're rolling, and as if it were 1969 now.
Early in 1969, Mariner was launched on its journey to Mars, and we expect to get very much better photographs of the planet than we did with our first mission to Mars in 1964-65. The television system is a greatly improved system, the spacecraft is larger and heavier, and the communication system to the planet is very much better than it was back in 1964, and so far everything is working very well. Surveyor accomplished everything that we had hoped for from that mission. Five out of the seven surveyors which were launched landed successfully on the surface of the moon and operated on the surface. With the surveyor photographs, we were able to show that landing a manned spacecraft on the moon is quite a reasonable undertaking, and in fact that the man will be able to walk on the surface of the moon without danger of falling through or sinking into the dust at any great depth. We were able to measure the bearing strength of the surface. We were able to get the general appearance of the surface to point out that there were in certain areas of the moon, at least, there were not very many large rocks which have to be contended with, but there were, of course, numerous smaller and smaller craters. We also found the first chemical analysis of the surface of the moon by Professor Turkovich's experiment, and this showed that in the areas that we landed, the rocks, or the surface material rather, was very similar to a basalt here on the Earth. We were also able to dig in the surface and get an idea of the feel of the surface as we went down a little bit below the surface. For a matter of a few inches, the material is very much like a soft sand to dig in. Yes, indeed. One of the interesting experiments which we're doing at the present time is an advanced engineering study of a small capsule which can land on the surface of the planet Mars and operate after the landing. We know from the Mariner 4 experiments that the atmosphere on the surface of Mars is very much less dense than it is here on the Earth, only about 1%, in fact, of the density of sea level air. And therefore, as we come into the surface, even if we have a parachute, we're going to land with quite a hard landing. So we have developed equipment which can not only withstand the landing, but can be sterilized in advance so that we do not contaminate the surface of Mars with organisms carried from the Earth, and then on the surface can operate for... Okay.
You raised your arms up, we got rustling
on you. Oh, I'm sorry.
All right.
Starting over again then on the CSAD experiment.
Right.
One of the interesting advanced engineering experiments which is being conducted here at the laboratory is the development of a capsule system which can land on the surface of the planet Mars. This capsule must be able to withstand a rather hard landing because the atmosphere at the surface of Mars is very much less dense than the atmosphere at sea level. And therefore, even with a parachute, we land at a speed approaching 100 miles per hour. We built such a device and have dropped it out on the desert without a parachute to... We built such a device and we have dropped it out on the desert without a parachute so that it landed at about the speed it would land in an actual drop onto the surface of the planet Mars. The equipment operated very satisfactorily and proved out the basic principles of the design. This equipment not only had to withstand the hard landing, but also had to be sterilizable, because one of the requirements of equipment landed on planet Mars is that we do not carry any organisms, microorganisms, from the Earth, and therefore the equipment must be completely sterilized. This was accomplished in this experiment.
Good. Very good. Are there any other...
Yeah, let me talk a little bit about future planetary programs. As we look into, the future of the planetary program, as we look into the future beyond 1969, additional planetary missions are being planned to explore Mars in 1971 and 73. Many other planetary missions are in the study stage, and we hope, for example, to be able to go not only to the planets Venus and Mars, but also to the planets Mercury and Jupiter, and indeed to the outer planets also. In order to get to the planet Mercury, a mission is being planned which will go past the planet Venus, and then using the gravitational effect of that planet, the spacecraft will be pulled in to a close encounter of the planet Mercury. To get to the planet Jupiter, we need higher energies. These higher energies can be obtained either from more powerful launching rockets or from solar electric devices to continue to accelerate the spacecraft after it has left the Earth. And so we hope to take a spacecraft out near the planet Jupiter and explore that mysterious planet in the middle 1970s. But perhaps one of the most interesting missions which is now being studied is the so-called Grand Tour. In 1977 and 1978, there occurs an opportunity which will not be repeated for about 175 years. And on this opportunity, we can send a spacecraft out to the planet Jupiter used the gravitational field of the planet Jupiter to accelerate the spacecraft to the planet Saturn, and then to Uranus, and then to Neptune. In this way, we essentially explore all of the outer planets in a single journey lasting about 9 years.
That's great. Very fine. Very fine. No more questions.
Can I go?
Just a couple of silence. All right.